This is Jim Taylor back on WRMJ, more Aledo High School Athletic Hall of Fame coverage. Class of 1983, Teresa Paul was a great student-athlete for the Aledo Green Dragons, and we welcome her back to the WRMJ listening area and say congratulations, Teresa, being inducted into the Aledo High School Athletic Hall of Fame. I know, quite an honor for you. And what's it feel like coming back home?
Make it home occasionally, but this is certainly a major celebration event to come home for, so excited about it.
Well, take us back to 1983, you say. That was a long time ago, but quite a runner in the 800, 1600, and 3,200-meter runs. And for those people that aren't familiar with track, that, for all intents and purposes, running the half mile, the mile, and the 2 mile. Talk about those events for you. You had a pretty good run at those.
Yeah, I did. Didn't pick up the 800, the half mile, until later in my high school career. But by the time I was a senior and down at the state track meet, had made the finals in all three events, and so was on that verge of being a sprinter. Always loved to run, and kind of started that when I got into junior high there at Aledo, and kind of found out that I could run. So as time progressed, just kept getting better, and just have some really great memories of that, along with, you know, other sports that I was involved in at Aledo High School.
Yeah, and just talk a little bit about, you know, your influences in track growing up. Your dad, of course, we know, a longtime teacher in the Aledo School District, was the junior high track coach. I assume he had some influence on you. And just, you know, talk about that, and then some of the coaches you had along the way.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, my dad being actually my gym teacher in sixth grade, and I can remember running the 600 outside there at the old Northside building, and that was kind of where we figured out, gee, you know, maybe there's something here if
sure,
we put some effort into it. Wasn't real serious about it until I got into high school. There was a particular opponent of mine, Gail Holliday from Sherrard, who I think probably kind of pushed me to the point of becoming really competitive and gave me something to shoot for, and just kind of developed from there. She was a year ahead of me, so we competed for three of those 4 years, and Joanne Fawcett, the girls' coach all through my high school, and Fred Nessler with the boys. I did a lot of running with the boys. There weren't too many other girls there in Aledo who were distance runners to begin with, and so I certainly think that has an impact, too, when you're competing with that next level up.
Yeah, and there's no question, Teresa, you had an impressive track career at Aledo High School. In your letter jacket, it must have been pretty impressive. 8 Olympic Conference titles, 7 IHSA district titles, and 2 sixth-place finishes at the state track meet. That's a pretty impressive resume. My goodness, talk a little bit about that success.
Well, if I remember in the day, it was the big thing to hang all your medals on your medal jacket. So, yeah, it jingled a lot. So I don't think that's probably quite so popular anymore. But, actually have kept all that in a display case here, somewhere tucked away in storage now. But, certainly is a great source of pride, and enjoyed sharing that with my son as he was growing up, and him being an athlete as well.
Yeah, and then I'm sure you're well aware, Aledo still has a cinder track. What was it like running on a cinder track? And the kids that are listening today say, we still run on a cinder track too.
Yeah. It was always enjoyable to go to Sherrard or other tracks that were not cinder and had the all-weather tracks, and certainly that's what we experienced when we got down to state. It's what I practiced on every day, and it was just old hat to me. So other than when in junior high when I attempted to be a hurdler, then the cinder track is not quite so favorable.
Well, it's been a while, and we jokingly say, 83, but you still hold the school records in the 800, 600, and 3,200. Are you surprised by that? Talk a little bit about that. That's a pretty impressive run there for you.
Yeah, I guess I am a little bit surprised. Certainly, as I figured as time went on, there would be other young women that would kind of take to running. I think part of it's just kind of the proliferation of there's just more choices these days. Girls can play softball and get involved in a lot of other sporting activities. When I was in high school, track was your option during the spring. So I think certainly there's been less participation in track, and some of your good, great athletes are doing other things. So in one way it surprises me, and I guess in another way it doesn't.
Yeah, and just kind of give us an update on what you're doing now. I know after Alito you went to Eastern Illinois University, but up in the Wisconsin area, I think River Falls, just talk a little bit about what your life is now.
Yeah, moved up here to actually the Twin Cities area. I happen to live just over in the Wisconsin border, but currently working for a Fortune 100 company as a human resources manager in the Twin Cities area. And my son graduated from high school this past spring and is off to his college adventures at Iowa State. And so finding myself with all kinds of free time to experience new things and really looking forward to this new phase of my life. And we'll reflect back to 1980 through 83
yep.
here this weekend and then come back to reality.
And when you talk to your son who's in college, who probably knows everything now, you can say, listen, son, I'm in the Alito High School Athletic Hall of Fame. So
he is going to be back with me this weekend.
Well, good.
So we'll have the whole family there. So.
Again, before we let you go, congratulations on the honor. It's great to have you back in the area. But tell us, you know, what it means to you personally. I know you had a great time and a great career at Alito High School, and now you're being recognized for that. What does that mean, you think?
It just feels really good that, again, that particularly, and I know this is a newer thing for the high school to do, but, athletes, I think that you're going to find getting inducted into this kind of elite group of individuals really kind of lived and breathed sports during their high school careers, and particularly the sports that they're primarily getting recognized for, and it's just really nice to be able to reflect back and say, you know, I put a lot of effort into something, and it's being recognized again so many years later.
All right. Well, Teresa Paul ran a lot of laps around that Alito High School Pratt Memorial Field track, again, still holding the school record in the 800, 1600, and 3200 meter runs. Again, congratulations and welcome back.
Thanks, Jim.
All right. We'll have more on our Alito High School Athletic Hall of Fame program on WMJ.